Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, we had blood?
Oh, it was there. Gusher.
Yeah, oh my God, really?
My dad, remember he rushed me into the diner and demanded they cook a hard-boiled egg because he wanted to use the skin from the egg to suture back my nose, which had been split open.
What?
Yeah, you can use... He broke out...
What is this? What is this Bolivian quackery I'm hearing about right here?
Oh, yep. You used to be able to walk into buildings and talk to a security guard?
Of course.
Yeah. That no longer is the case.
The doors are locked,
you
got
to get buzzed in.
Yeah.
So it's me yelling into the speaker. Hey, I'm here from the building next door. We produce a show for ESPN. Do you have a package or a lady named Becky that works in your receiving room?
And then like, I'm sure you hear...
Hi, honey. What's it say?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, old skin.
Are you doing?
Just looking at my skin.
Do you moisturize?
I don't moisturize. According to my esthetician wife, I should do a million more things than I do. And I'm like all the old men down here. They get too much sun exposure.
Couldn't she moisturize you? Like, just come over?
Love that. No, that would require physical contact. I had a crick in my neck when I woke up, second day in a row. And I asked her to give me the thumbs in my neck, you know, to do that.
Sure.
And it was like pulling teeth. Okay. It was like pulling teeth. And, you know, for somebody who gives facials for a living and actually, you know, does the deep face massage. Mm-hmm. I think she gets burned out, and I crave physical contact.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
So if you're gonna message the Dermglow family and the CEO, you would like a little more personal contact.
Well, yeah, I mean, in this case, I could have used the. She hit the spot on the left side of my neck.
I bet you
it was just
settled down.
But then I have a right side of the neck too, and that spot. That spot. Well, by the way, I mean, you lose flexibility, you know? I'm in a store. I'm almost to the point where I turn around like those old men do.
Yeah.
You want to see? Go to a store. Have some fun. Watch an old man. A really old man. And if they turn, you will notice they don't turn their neck. They turn their body.
Mike, we used to work with a sales guy named... There was a sales guy at WJFK. Yeah. His name was Tim McWilliams. And he definitely was a body turner.
He might have had an injury, though. He was younger. He was younger, I believe.
I don't know. He's all that young then, Mikey.
How much flexibility do either of your necks have? I'd like to see that, just to see.
All right. You can't turn your shoulders when you're doing this.
Rob, square off your shoulders.
Face the camera.
Yeah.
All right, now turn back towards the gong.
And then the on-air light. You look pretty good.
Hear the clicking and popping.
Right, now I'm unable to move my shoulders, but I do the neck test. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we go.
What? There's no way that's all you got. That's hilarious.
I swear, Mike, when you did that, your eye...
That is real.
No!
Really? Your blinking eyes are moving more than your neck.
It's like you're fused to your body.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
My
back issues are not just... down on the bottom part
neck,
of the spine.
Your back.
The neck is, I could, you know what? I could use the old crack. I could use the old chiropractor and maybe figure out some exercises to do that. No, since I've been riding motorcycles, I didn't have the kind of flexibility. I'll come to an intersection.
Yeah.
And I'll say, is there a car coming? Because this is how far I go. I can't get over there.
But Mike could only ride his motorcycle straight.
Yeah, but how would you make turns? Because you have to look where you turn.
Well, I mean, you do. You have to kind of go like that. I don't do the motorcycle anymore. That wasn't the reason. And on that theme, Rob informs me, as I knew we would, that we got information regarding the Euro lift, which, by the way, I was doing that because I just thought, well, that's something I might investigate. And I really kind of investigated it on the air. But then I realized it's something that they put in you. And yes. Well, you got a letter from, what, a doctor?
A doctor.
Doctor? Doctor?
You were talking about Flo and not from Geico Insurance. But the problem, Mike, apparently, is called benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Ooh, or, like an enlarged prostate.
That's exactly what it is. And the letter reads,
common in people my age.
Dear Casey. No, it says, Dear Rob, I never felt so compelled to reach out to the show until today when you guys were talking about the Urolift procedure. And he spells it right. It's capital U, small r, small o, then capital L-I-F-T. Urolift. Okay. Yeah. The Urolift procedure. I'm a urologist in Spokane, Washington. How does this feel, Mike, that an MD listened to Don and Mike in high school?
We have some powerful people that listen to our show.
Very. A lot of people in the medical community listen to this show. We're grateful for all of our listeners.
Found the podcast 7 or 8 years ago when I was in a urology residency and have been listening ever since. Also a bonus show subscriber and enjoyed fruitcakes for the past 2 years and ready for this year's fruitcakes.
Thank you, sir.
So that's great.
Wow, that's great. What a nice letter. All right, Doc, so what does the doctor say?
I actually do a lot of capital U, small r, small o, lift procedures. I do a lot of Urolift procedures. And I can say it's pretty remarkable addition to the treatment arsenal for benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Parenthesis, enlarged prostate.
So he's giving a reco on it. Yeah. He says it's okay.
So it literally puts lead in your pencil.
Here's what we were looking for yesterday.
It's not for that.
Oh.
It's not for that. I don't need that.
Oh, you know what?
Couldn't hurt. No, I complained about this to my doctor, and... I'll give you full disclosure.
Is that titanium?
No one knows this. Now I'll open the floodgates. I'm sacrificing myself.
Thank you.
Boy, choose your words carefully. Don't you hit floodgate.
Right. Gross.
My doctor, when I told him about this issue, gave me a prescription. And the prescription was not, and I was not complaining about my inability to, I was talking about, flow from Progressive.
Yeah,
and what he prescribed for me was that stuff that helps you with
the blue pill or
not the blue one, the other one, the C.
Oh, anytime when you're in a bathtub.
Yeah. And by the so that's I've been doing that, a small bit of that, but it doesn't make a big difference with the other.
Shouldn't we be asking Carla if it made a difference?
And actually, it's made you a better broadcaster.
if I touched her or she touched me. We can maybe talk about it tomorrow night.
She
doesn't like the subject.
Has it made a difference?
By the way, tomorrow night it's the TMOS cocktail party. Are we on for that, Rob?
Absolutely. Okay, 100%.
The TMOS cocktail party, and maybe we can talk to Carl about that then. Oh, great. Something to look forward to now. Or maybe we can't.
I won't bring up, Mike.
Would you please just honor me if I say I really don't want to talk about that in this company?
Mike,
I don't want to have it with all the girls there.
We shall always honor you.
Yeah.
All right, so is he recommending the is he recommending?
Well,
the
he
thing?
Goes on to, he says it's a, as he says, it's a remarkable addition for the treatment arsenal. And here's how he describes the procedure, because this is where we were vague yesterday. We didn't know exactly what happened. It involves deploying small sutures into the prostate to compress the sides to open a channel through the obstructing tissue, and it's all done through a small scope.
Ooh, no big scar.
No. The tab that holds the suture in place is made entirely out of a metal alloy called nitinol and has memory, so it flips into the correct position during placement and contains nickel and titanium, hence the allergy warning.
This is great. This is like that metal from Black Panther.
I don't need any more metal in my body. I got enough metal in my body.
When he says it has a memory that snaps into place, it's like a mousetrap.
Or memory foam.
Boink! And then all of a sudden... Floodgates, that's right. Procedure takes 10 to 15 minutes. And compared to other BPH procedure options, the recovery is much quicker and easier.
Like, wouldn't you want an HOV lane for the flow?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
Yeah, but it just doesn't, it is not such a situation where I'm experiencing the level of
could you get that
concern
even if you don't
where
need it?
Where I care. Can you get
Mike,
it
you could.
You don't need it.
You could, have a permanent access to the yellow lane on the Dulles toll road.
Yep, and I apparently only pay for that toll once.
That's right. It pops into place.
I could say so much more right now, but I'm not going to. Oh, hey, Rob.
Yes.
Do you have the, you're going to have to play the music for the news today. So,
the sounder.
You know, you can either send that to me, or we can do that. Whatever way you want to do it. If you want to send it to me,
Oscar says
fine.
Boo. Yeah.
Yeah. If today you play it and then send it to me. So okay, just you worry got about it. Playing
what
it.
What happened to it?
Anyway.
Did you get upset last night and delete it?
No, it's what I was trying to do with my left hand. All right. I run two boards here, and the one that I used to use all my sounds, and my sounds are like the news sounder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? And it's the
news.
Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to, but I was moving that.
Then there's the audio vault, and yes. Which we will now close.
Thank you.
Then there's the closing music.
Yes.
Then there's my all-time favorite, which is referred to as the Spanish Inquisition. When Carla came back to the car, she said, "They're not serving Egg McMuffins anymore."
But I ate
that's,
yours.
That's that one. So, but because it's this hand, right. Which I eat with this hand, and
yes.
I write with my left hand. I throw right. I bat right. So I'm a little bit ambidextrous. But my left hand, I'm better with my right hand running board running sound effects. So occasionally, when I'll go to hit a sounder, my fingers will go. And it will move the soundboard that I have. It will move that into the trash.
And then you have to replace it again. It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know how to recover things that come out that fall off the soundboard by accident?
You would probably go to your search bar and bring it up, and then you can drag it back in from there.
Or you take it out of your trash and then put it on your desktop.
Well, no,
and then
it wouldn't necessarily go to the trash. It's just off the soundboard.
I think
it's
still living. The trash.
I think it's still living wherever he originally saved it to.
So, Mike, the wonderful
do that another time.
Listener that sent
yes.
the reco in.
Dr. Mike Massini. MD of Spokane, Washington. He says if you have an interest in it, he'd love to talk to you about it. He's a urologist, and he loves you.
Right. It seems, compared to hip replacement surgery, it seems nothing. Like it's nothing.
Nothing to it.
Yeah, he's got a lot of, I'm going so far with this joke. I might have had a late night, too, last night. He has a lot
you
of...
Had a, who else different... had a late night?
I know. He has a lot of different passwords because he's on a lot of websites.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
of course.
So Dr. Messina does a lot of logins. Logins of Messini. I'm sorry.
What? Not
I'm
even sorry. Close.
I know.
Not even close.
That was so ham-handed the way I did that.
It's like one of mine.
He said, wait for it, guys. Wait for it.
Messini, not Messina. Messini?
Messini or Machini. M-A-C-C-I-N-I. Would Machini. You say Machini?
Machini.
He's a good guy. He'll make you pee.
I understand you got a little problem with the plumbing, huh? Okay, I take care of you. I got a memory piece of metal. It goes into the big thing that causes you to pee-pee, and it snaps in place with a good memory. Oh, yes.
Can you clarify? Because I remember my dad said, wait till you get older, you'll have to go all the time. Is that what you're dealing with?
No.
Okay.
No.
What, no.
So when you go, nothing comes out?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just a little,
a delay?
Sometimes it feels a little constricted.
Okay.
You know?
Painful?
Yeah. Occasionally, you know, but not often, no. Hey, I'm Dr. Machini. How you doing? Got my logins with me. Kenny Loggins, Jim Messina, WYRE.
Hey, little girl, won't you meet me at the schoolyard gate?
Watch it snap into place right now.
I got backstage passes to the biggest show in town. So, honey, don't you make
that's from the Kenny Loggins album, Nickel Allergy.
Yeah, we don't want to play, Rob, we don't want to play Your Mama Don't Dance.
No, we don't.
Because of that one lyric, you know. Out of the car, long hair. Okay, we don't want to play that one today.
No, anyway. Another time.
Isn't it weird that everything kind of goes in that direction?
Yep.
It's like when you don't want to, anyway. Yeah. But so I'll
bless
take his
heart.
Recommendation.
It's called again. What's
probably,
the procedure called?
UroLift. You know, during the COVID, I'm placing it firmly on the back burner. I got a physical. I'm perfectly healthy. I'm okay. Everything's right with the world. But I don't want to race off to do any of that right now. I just got back to Florida. I want to get settled here. And thank you, doctor. At least I know it's not quackery. And I take your recommendation, Dr. Machini. I take your recommendation with no grain of salt at all. I believe you, especially our Spokane listeners. There's some good people out there. They really are. Yes.
You wouldn't need anything at all if they would just make commercial breaks longer on television.
Mm-hmm.
That's if we had another extra couple spots, you're in good shape. You can do
it. Well, you know, I think we've got some really, in that particular market, I think we've got some very upwardly mobile listeners in that market. I think, you know, we've got the doctor now, and of course, Dirk Vastrick, who is heir to that newspaper fortune. That, you know, he's out there, and couldn't you cast Dirk in that role, you know, where it's just like, please go see Mr. Vastrick. Hello.
Yeah, yes, Mr. Burns-like office. Yeah. He's like an eccentric millionaire.
What is our newspaper in Chicago doing? Anyway, I picture that. But
run a positive review in the Trib.
Let me speak to the editor-in-chief post-haste. Yeah, I understand he's not towing the company line, sir. I'm very sorry about that. Smithers, make sure I've got... No, I always see me... And Dirk has that way about him that he's kind of, all his pictures are kind of like, hello.
Yes.
Here I am. Master of the universe. That's his photographic persona online that I see. So I'm done talking about my skin, my health. You know, I'll do the best I can. My pee-pee.
Thank you. I think this is a solid PSA for most men.
It was. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we know what the P stands for.
Well, I have not shared the greatest detail about all of this, you know, because if I do, it'll be nasty.
Oh, thank you.
It'll be nasty. A bonus
show, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, can you tease it? I mean, just something?
I guess my son's on his first break. I hear him in the background.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put this. I don't want any commentary until I figure this out.
Silence, Oscar.
I have to figure out how to say this. All right. It's not the thing that you think about with that doctor, and as much as it's the other thing. And it's not the ability to function. It's the ability to, at the moment of supreme satisfaction, that perhaps you would like to produce more. I'd like to be a better producer. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I actually don't. Are you saying when there's a volcanic eruption, lava comes out? It's just steam.
Not steam. A dramatically decreased. And that might just be aging.
You're dehydrated.
There's a term for it.
Poor Carla.
That's used in the industry. Don't say poor Carla, you ass. Or we'll look at your head again. Take your hat off so everybody can see what's going on.
That's good.
He is.
Hello. My brothers will take me, Napoleon, to the prom. They will take me to the prom.
Oscar can't wait till the show's over today. He's got that teardrop tattoo to get on his face.
There you go. If you don't have the video podcast, you don't know what we're talking about. Watch us on YouTube or get it whatever way you want to get that.
Facebook Live.
It's Facebook Live. That's what we're doing right now, right?
Is that what
we're doing right now?
Yes.
It'll be on YouTube later on.
Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. And it doesn't really impact her that much.
There's no reason to say
poor unless she wants to have some sort of like movie finish every time that she sees that.
Two people, Mike, at the restaurant where one of them says, I've never had such horrible food before. And the other one says, I know, in such small portions.
Welcome to Florida with that one. So that's the number one thing.
Okay.
That's the number one concern. That's what
but
it
are
is.
There health? So, I guess the doctor would tell us.
Dr. Machini, if you're listening to me talking about this, I have given, I think, I've spoken in code, but it's in the moment of extreme joy and ecstasy. I'm disappointed that that the streamers the fireworks were minimal. As far as the end result.
Not a 747 anymore?
Is Dr. Machini going to pick up on what I'm saying here?
I think so.
And Rob, he can send me a personal note and forward it to me.
It used to be an active volcano. Now it's dormant.
No.
Because
it's not all or nothing. You're talking about there is still lava.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about
you. Oscar, have you ever been to Great Falls?
You got me to go there, and I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to compare it.
I'm not sure he understands because he's still making a steam comparison, and there's nothing gaseous at all going on.
No.
I hope.
No.
But sometimes, Oscar, when there's a a lack of rain. We have a lot of rain right now. Great Falls,
yeah,
the
rain.
Potomac River.
It's roaring. In
Virginia and Maryland. It divides the state. It's just a torrent of flow. But
sometimes
then there are
I hate
times.
That my life is an open book on this show. It really wears me out.
Sometimes it's the river is low.
I've been in this business so long, talking about my life that I don't care anymore. And sometimes I put it out
there. I think you're doing a medical service for our listening audience.
I agree. I agree.
And by the way, how old are you?
61.
Quite the libido.
Yes.
I think average. I think I'm average for my age.
I think you're above average.
By the way, I don't know if 10 years from now I'll be the same way. Probably not.
Your libido is stronger than mine.
Come here, Carla.
I'm 42.
No, it's not that strong.
My poor wife.
You could Jack Kent cook it, Mike.
Well, no, I'll be honest with you. And, I'm married to a very gorgeous lady, and I'm still very, very interested. I just, and it doesn't really affect that part of my life. It just is like, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's really that subjective.
Nobody likes dormant volcano, I'll tell you that much.
Again
it's
with
not
that?
Dormant, God. My kids out there. All right.
Mount St. Helens.
Hi, Maddie.
This is exactly why I am going on vacation next week.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We keep getting requests, which is true. And we talk about our orchestra or our band.
Orchestra?
What? Band. No, it's a band. We have
what is the difference between a band?
We have no strings.
Is that true, Doc?
Oh, yes, we have.
We don't have any strings tonight, do we? I'm not talking about guitar. I'm talking about violins or
cello. Well, there are strings on that guitar, though. You can't leave them out. There are strings in the piano.
That's right.
But would that
strings in the
there are strings in our shorts.
Got a song in your trunks.
I've got rings on
anyway,
my fingers.
Anyway, we've had a lot of requests, mainly from the band. We've had those requests. No, people write and say, hey, we only hear the band when you come back from a commercial or during a station break and the audience is applauding and somebody says, hey, that's the greatest band. And very often, they don't get to hear this group at home often enough because this is one of the great groups of musicians. And I'm so proud to have these guys on the show. So.
Every night for 11 and a half years.
Ed.
I've been saying who was on the show, right?
Right.
Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra.
Right.
For 11 and a half years, you've let me make this mistake and you never corrected me before tonight?
You have a finish for this? Or are you just
No, but are you saying that's not an orchestra? Why isn't it an orchestra? You haven't answered my question.
Oh. Well, it sounds better. Doc Severinsen and his orchestra rather than Doc Severinsen and his band.
Why do you keep saying it in a chintzy way? Go first class. If I say in the front of the show, the NBC Orchestra, people tune in expecting to see the NBC Orchestra. Now you're going to introduce a band, they'll think some people went home.
There are going to be some people going home. Very sure. Sit down. Horns up. What are you going to do tonight, Doctor?
Well, we're going to stand around and wait till you guys decide if we're a band or an orchestra.
What would you prefer to be called?
Sweetheart.
Here's Doc Severinsen and his sweetheart gang.
Oh, God.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Maddie Masiello, I have been in this racket a very, very long time. And do not for a second think that a line like that is a throwaway. That is
not strong.
That is funny. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's... I'll be laughing about that all day long.
I know.
From the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. From Altrap, Virginia, Sao Paulo, Brazil. What do you think I'm going on vacation for? Columbia, South Carolina, Tunis Mills, Maryland, Stockdale County, Country Club Estates in Bakersfield, California, and Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone. We love them, and so many of you are responding to this. We're happy about this. If your mortgage is 3.25% or higher, you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, and you need to do it today. Right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. Cornerstone First Financial's rates are so low that they've actually become a disruptor in the industry. That's good for you because yes. their rates, service, and programs are unparalleled. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are both a lender and a broker allows them to have the flexibility to approve loans that the big banks can't. Interest rates on the 30-year fix have fallen into the twos for the first time ever. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial and do it now.
When?
Wow. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Think of this. Yes. Let me tell you something. Think of this. Think. Will you please? Will you please?
Yes.
Open up the brain and think. At this level, you'll likely never need to refi again. So whether it's a purchase or a refinance, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com, Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And what's great about this, we know the guys down there.
Yeah.
We know the gals down there. We know everybody. And we know they're good people because we've used them. Thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can I ask you a question about the opening tape, the Carson opening tape?
Yeah, yes, you may. Yes.
I pulled that. I've been digitizing some albums lately, and I ran into the Johnny Carson. It's an old LP, like 1973 or 4. It's called Here's Johnny, Magic Moments from the Tonight Show. And before you could buy videotapes or anything like that, they had actually put TV audio out on LPs. Did you have that record?
No, I did not.
Because there's so many clips on it that have been useful on the show. The Buddy Hackett joke about sneezing is from that. And they have put most of the 10th anniversary stuff that's notable is on there. But it's just, it's so much fun sometimes to go back because, you know, most of the Tonight Show tapes the Carson tapes pre-1972 were erased because they said, well, no one wants to see these again.
Yeah.
And so they just, for financial purposes, they taped over Tonight Show for 10 years.
Because you would have to use the film, right?
But the tapes, yeah, I mean, the literal tapes, they were not, they said, we can save money by taping over.
Ooh.
Like you're running a VHS machine at home. So that that stuff exists only in audio in many cases. So that album, it was a lot of fun to listen to some of it yesterday.
I'm and really sorry
Doc
what
Severson
I just did.
Doc Severson is the greatest.
Taking a phone call during that segment.
No
I'm sorry,
worries.
I had to go
an
off
emergency.
The, no, it's not an emergency. It was UPS. UPS.
Ups.
I'm getting me a political bumper magnet.
Great.
Oh, good.
For down here. And if the campaign is as effective as my ability to acquire this little piece of political memorabilia, I'm very, very fearful for the result come November. I have been tracking this thing down, but now this is my fault because of my vigilance. This was sent now to my old home. I do not believe there are any residents in the old home. I still have access to my old home as far as to go outside of it.
Sure.
But I did not. They said it was delivered to the old address. So I went across the street and I went to the front door. They must have snapped it up right at the moment that it was delivered because it's not in the front door. It's not there. So I don't know what the deal is. And we weren't called. So I'm
which,
not sure
which
what's
side
going
is
on.
This for? Just to, is wait, this for wait, the wait, just Republicans confirm. Or the Democrats?
I remember you had a cartoon size sign for President Obama.
I have that in my garage. Yeah. I have that in my garage in Maine.
It?
Yeah,
that's
I still
so
have it.
Cool.
As a,
okay.
Yeah, it might be worth something someday.
What about, so you just want a magnet this time?
Yeah, just for a bumper magnet.
Got
a bumper
it.
Magnet for the car. And I've been trying to get it for like 3 weeks. And it's a pain in the ass because I put in, I don't know, I have had stuff. You know my BLM hat that I wore on the show a couple of times? I got that sent from the same company. It's a company that advertised on this show.
Oh, man.
Zazzle, zazzle, zazzle.
Man.
And for some reason, they put my old address on this one, and it got sent over there, and that was UPS trying to track it down.
Got
and
it,
I guess
got
they
it,
have
got
GPS
it,
on these packages, and they told me it's at the house. So what's the protocol now? Do I call the old owner and say, you had a package delivered for me, or are you at the residence? Because somebody's not telling the truth.
I would give him a call. Yeah, a text.
When we moved from the condo or the apartment to the townhouse.
The spite house.
We would call all the time. like, hey, is there any mail for us? Because they wouldn't tell us. Yeah. They just we knew that there was mail.
And, you know, I don't want to help out the other side.
A lot, and they're not calling me anymore. Yeah. I think they're just throwing it away. And if they happen to be, you know, like the majority of people down here, and by some strange chance they see what's in it, God forbid, they'll throw it in the trash.
You know? Oh, no.
I don't want to help out the other side, but I just had a great marketing idea for the other side. They could sell magnets.
That's funny. That is very funny. A magnet.
If we're talking politics, can I give a quick plug for, like, I don't know what your political persuasion is if you're listening, but the Lincoln Project is a great effing podcast when it comes to politics. And it'll educate you 10 ways to Sunday. Definitely.
That's
check
one
it
of
out.
Our new our newest enterprises at Podcast Village.
We've been working with them for some time now, and I'm just so proud of
can
the
we get
work
somebody on
do.
The show from the Lincoln Project? Was it getting closer to election time?
If you're up for it? Absolutely.
By the way, they've been clamoring for a special edition of Political Persuasion.
Okay.
So if I could steal one of them for a half hour, that would be great. Just a half hour interview would
consider
be fun.
Consider it.
And we'll, you know, because it is politically charged, and that's not what we do. Yeah. We'll offer that up separately if we get that. Even if it's 15 minutes, even if it's 20 minutes. Maybe we do an election. Maybe we do a series of maybe 15-minute shows where you can just tune in and tune out. That might be fun. I think I'd get a lot out of that, and that would be special because it's interesting as we get down to crunch time here. And we got three debates coming up. I'm very curious about that, but I'll find out. I'll let you know if I could find the package. But I knew they would call in the middle of the show.
Of course.
They've got a chip that does that. Can I call? And there's the only person that could take that call was me at that particular time.
At least
time.
They call, Mike. At least they call.
They did. They did their job. But it's still, I don't think anybody's in that house.
There was a just time memories, in Mike. The grips of the pandemic, and I never shared the story with you, that something was delivered or said it was delivered to our M Street studio from ESPN.
Right.
And it was a set piece that was desperately needed for a production.
Really important.
Yeah. I went to no less than 10 buildings in the square block area because the only thing that the UPS said left at the front desk with Becky. So I walked into all these buildings in the middle of the pandemic with gloves, hat, like booties on, and would ask the security guard, say, hey, I'm just from this building next door. They tell me that packages get delivered in different places.
Right.
Can you tell me where your shipping and receiving is? And not all buildings have this. Some people just have a security guard, and they're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Well, in the gated community, a lot of them, they're not allowed to take packages. They can't do it. So, it's against the rules.
So similar for some of these buildings, like, I can't take packages.
They don't take that. People at the front desk of like an apartment building don't do that.
Yeah.
Right?
So I have been to so many mail rooms and so many security looking for this one package.
Right.
So I call back ESPN in Bristol and I say, they're like, I can't believe you just went through all that trouble. Thank you so much. It's still here in Bristol. UPS mislabeled where it was supposed to be.
I just have this image of you in the most, you know, in
sweating,
the beautiful downtown
dying.
Washington, D.C., walking up and down M Street going, Becky! Becky!
And it's like, I am legend, empty city, and you're knocking. Yes! And just so you have, and Mike, you know this now, you used to be able to walk into buildings and talk to a security guard.
Of course.
Yeah. That no longer is the case.
The doors are locked,
you
got to
get buzzed in.
Yeah.
So it's me yelling into the speaker, hey, I'm here from the building next door. We produce a show for ESPN. Do you have a package or a lady named Becky that works in your receiving room?
And then like, I'm sure you hear.
Hi, honey. What did you say? Got a lot of that.
Well, you know, I tell you,
we don't got no Becky here.
I tell you, it's enough to make me want to take a vacation to Buffalo. It really is.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
absolutely.
Maddie, all right. So Maddie's got Labor Day, the week after Labor Day, she's going back.
Wishing you a happy Labor Day weekend.
That's for Maddie.
A long one. The whole week. Back up to Buffalo again, Madeline?
Yes. Originally, it was supposed to be a rescheduled Florida trip from April. But things are still bad, so we are not going, and it makes me sad that my vacation is in Buffalo, but we'll make do.
I forgot about that Florida trip. You know, I remember in February or maybe even early March talking to Maddie, and he said, I'll be able to go to Florida in April. Right. All of this will be over by then.
Right.
Yeah. Are you, is there anything planned at all? Well, I know it's where you grew up, so it's probably just going home. Is there anything on the docket that you're doing that's special, or is it just going to be, you know, eating your mom's cooking and hanging around the house?
So it'll be a few days of that, and then a few days kind of in a cabin in ski country, which during the summer is kind of just hiking, mountains, that kind of stuff. So it will be nice. It'll be nice to see everybody. But yeah, schlepping back home.
No, okay.
I like the word schlepping.
Yeah, I used to do it all the time. I mean it was a big deal. That, you know, it's funny. Every time we have a discussion about anything, it reminds me how the world has changed when I'm thinking about college kids and college kids going back, or young people going back home. And we all do it. You know, you go much more frequently than you normally would. And now that's messed up, too. It's a strange world on every possible level. That's just the way it goes with things like that.
At least you get to go home. And I guess, how do you deal with socially distance from your parents? Like, how does that work for them?
Yeah.
No, I've been, my parents probably care less than I do, so they're fine, even though they're high risk. So yeah, when it's just kind of the four of us, we don't really socially distance or wear masks.
It is different, and I think we all may be guilty to a degree. I certainly can say that, coming from Maine, where people busted me out when I was talking about the mask wearing, where I'm around family members, and it's just funny. I think there is a level, and I mean this in the best possible way, there may be a level of hypocrisy with everyone to a degree, where we all say, I'm a believer. You go into the grocery store, they got a mandatory mask thing. Wear the damn mask. You go out in public, wear the mask at all times. Really, be as vigilant as you can. But like, for example, we went to a place down here. We went to that place that makes the lobster rolls yesterday. And it's the chain that's around the D.C. area.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of it?
It was good. It was really, really good. But we're sitting outside, and it's time to go. And we have trash on the outside table, and I'm going to bring it back. And I got the mask hanging off my left ear. And Carla is in ordering something for Michael for the road. Mm-hmm. And so we walk in, and Carly looks at me and kind of like, and I realized I had the mask hanging off to the side for that one fleeting second. Everybody has moments like that. With family, I think we tend to, this is probably why this thing spreads, we tend to say, well, it's family, they don't have it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I think so, there's that level of hypocrisy. I think we also, everyone probably has a different baseline. Like, if I was visiting an aunt and uncle, I would be masked up. But my mom has come over. We stay 6 feet apart in my basement, but we visit in the basement, and we don't mask up when my mom is here. And I think there is a baseline of, obviously, everyone's going to do it in a grocery store. But, you know, if you're just out walking, maybe not, or maybe yes, and you don't know.
So then other extremes, I just went on vacation. We all had to get tested to see each other.
Right.
Like, before we reunited.
Mm-hmm. I went to see my family in Maine, and I got tested as well. And you know, we got the results literally on the road when we were going into the state. That's the way it happened. But people would be, the thing that killed me up there, I won't mention family members by name.
Do you want to choose different
family
words?
Members, the family members coming in, and I would be told, oh, they're a little concerned when it comes to me. Do you understand?
Yeah. Like, yes. Because you're from Florida.
This may be stigma. COVID snobbery.
Stigma.
This might be COVID. And it's like, excuse me, I got tested, you know, and I want to scream from the mountaintop. Excuse me, you're a little worried about what? I got tested in Florida a month ago. I haven't been around anyone that's exposed this, and you're worried. You're coming in from out of state. And your concern?
Well, how do you feel?
It's like it didn't make sense to me a lot of times.
So Florida is like, Florida what is, I guess, today in people's eyes, like New York City was 3 months ago.
But let me explain this, Oscar. If I was one day in the state, that would be about, this was when I had been in the state of Maine.
I've been clean and clear for some time. Yeah.
Right? So I'm sitting there going, what's the deal? And I got the impression that certain summertime enclaves have this assumption that everybody, you know, they don't have it.
You're from
and
away.
Everybody from outside has it. And so it's just, I think there's a lot of that going on during the COVID time. Look, anybody that gets this, doesn't want to get it. There's nobody out there that I think is looking for it. But I also think there are levels of concern.
Because Tom Hanks was so excited to tell everybody that he had it.
I'll tell you, the freakiest thing when you go back that far, when you're looking about Tom Hanks when he's on the road somewhere and he got it. He's in another country, Australia. Mm-hmm. When I think about that, I think the scariest thing I have read about COVID in the last week is that somebody got reinfected. That there was somebody who had had it, recovered from it, and got it again.
Mm-hmm.
That is terrifying to me. With all the stuff that's out there, that is the one thing I heard where, you know. But I, and the other thing
but
I
wanted
to say.
On the horizon, can I see something positive outside of that?
Yeah, vaccines maybe?
No, not, the vaccines are coming. The testing is going to be, we're just, I think, months away from a prolific test where, and this is based on science, for that you will be able to, with the right service, use your phone, take a 15-minute test at home, then get that, then certify that you came up negative.
Right.
Have almost like what is a passport to go into work or go into public.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
That says I am clear.
Right.
And then you roll into work having had that test that day or that week or within a 3-day period, whatever it may be, that assuming it's affordable. And then you'll be able to travel and go places and know that you get on a cruise with this little healthy passport.
Let
and
me do this.
I'm going to look it up.
I heard this guy interviewed this week, and I hope I can find something online about it. But when we come back, I want to talk about a place where they're doing it right, and that place is the University of Illinois. They had the president of the University of Illinois on being interviewed about what they are doing for their students. You know, meanwhile, you got the University of Alabama, where it's like, hey, welcome back to school, kids. Lick the door. Knobs. No problem. Roll Tide. Roll Tide, you idiots. All right. Anyway, we'll come back and I'll talk about that because it's interesting. And Maddie's going to Buffalo right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here we are, P1s. Come and get your cocktail party. Come along, my little ones. Champagne, drunken wives. All free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words. Mixed drinks. Maybe even ice cream. Treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts.
And ice cream.
And all free.
Come along, kiddie winkies. Come along, my little dears. My little mice. What will it be? Carla? Shannon? Superstar Carrie? It's all on Facebook Live.
Live?
Go inside, my little dears. And all free on Friday.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we've been talking about the COVID. Everything just seems depressing. Everybody's sad.
Sad.
Your face mask makes your glasses fog up. Your free hug business has been forced to shut down.
Oh, no.
And the most exciting part of your day is waving at the postman from behind a closed window and opened Venetian blinds.
Sad.
By the way, he hates you.
What?
He thinks you're a creep.
No.
Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Something that'll bring you back to how it was before all this? Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures! They're back! Yeah! They will take you back to the good old days. Really, if I can be serious about this, the Fruitcake Futures, we haven't changed a thing. If you enjoyed your fruitcakes and it was special for you, it comes to your house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it. We are excited about sending out these fruitcakes. It's a taste of the holidays. The best damn fruitcakes you will ever have.
The world.
Jump aboard the brown sugar stagecoach.
What?
What?
It is brown sugar.
There's a lot of brown sugar in them, yes.
And let your taste buds transport you to happier times. God, I want one right now. One bite and these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. By the way, it supports this show more than you know. And we love you buying our fruitcakes. Our batter will make you gladder. They taste even better than... it's the second reference to batter on the show this week.
Stop it!
They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website. That was gross, Mike.
It was,
buy
Mike.
As many as you like. It really was. I hate that expression. Time is limited. You'll get them in time for the
Dr. Holidays. Machini, I have a question about the batter.
MikeOMaraShow.com. Click on the banner. It's enough to make your mailman like you again. I'm sorry. This is a dumb show.
It is.
Every purchase supports TMOS. Gary Krimble. Okay, so this is how quickly this moves. So I hear this guy being interviewed at the University of Illinois about the COVID and talking about all these amazing protocols. And so I go, oh, well, let me look up the University of Illinois. And I see COVID-19 cases spike at University of Illinois after large weekend parties.
Oh,
that's it. We don't need to
no.
talk about that anymore. Mm. I won't dive in. I just it sounded like this guy had it together with the testing they were doing and booting the kids off campus if they weren't booting them off campus, because they had a discussion about the fact that when a kid tests positive, that the last thing you want to do is send them back home, especially if they're asymptomatic, and you know, put them in a spreader situation in their communities. So they are housing them in a controlled environment while they're on the campus,
which I thought was a very smart thing to do. It's funny you bring that up, because I just, out of curiosity, I Googled VCU COVID yesterday to see how we're doing, you know, with keeping Julia home. Not only have cases spiked, they're quarantining them in the honors dorms.
Yeah, so, because that's the way to do it now. The protocols for these universities, I believe, and they're trying to coordinate, although there's no national strategy, they're trying to put these kids in housing for their quarantine period so that they can go back into the campus population afterwards and not take it home.
The thing that surprised me is that there was availability in the honors dorms at a great school like VCU, but apparently it was okay. They didn't have enough honors students to displace, and that's where they've put them. And that, those are the nicest dorms on campus, so they're probably happy that they're quarantined there.
Wow. Researchers at the University of Illinois and school officials hope the university's SHIELD testing program, which has students take rapid saliva-based tests twice a week, would deter any potential outbreaks. Obviously not happening if they're still going to a large party.
Right.
And look, I think if they get enough cases on these campuses, you know, they won't have extra housing. They won't be able to do it. You know, but who knows? I think they've got it. The irresponsible and dangerous actions of a small number of our students has created the very real possibility of ending an in-person semester for all of us. That's according to the president here. So if the trend continues with these parties, the university estimates there could be as many as 8,000 positive cases over the course of the semester. And 300 to 400 people added to quarantine every day. I don't think they can handle that. So that's it. But they tried to do it with the saliva testing, which Oscar was talking about, where this will be the key. And so don't let anybody out there tell you that rapid testing is not the key to the kingdom here. It's one of the pillars of it, don't you think?
Yeah.
Once it scales up, I really think it's going to change the way that we even interact with each other. And I hope it does. Because if it's affordable, if it's something that we can handle, we always start, can I walk across the CVS and get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I buy 10 at a time and say, this is how we're going to do this?
Right.
Like how, that's what blows my mind. Because even if you had the means, how does that work? Do I have to go to my doctor every time? I just want to be able to do this from home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have to wait and see. One of the things I wanted to talk about today that we never got to this week, Rob Spiewak a couple of days ago brings to our attention this fantastic documentary called Class Action Park. Is this the jingle for it? Action Park, Vernon, New Jersey.
I have to admit, looking back, the spots, the television spots made the place look great.
Oh, well. All right, so if you have not seen the documentary, it's on Netflix. Is it Netflix?
No, HBO Max, the new streaming service.
Which, by the way, you can get if you have Comcast for free. Like, you just got to log in with your Comcast credentials if you have an HBO subscription already.
Okay,
yes.
These documentaries are becoming very popular now, and you're seeing more and more of them, and there's nothing quite as pleasurable, in my humble opinion, than to sit down in front of the TV and enjoy watching people be idiots.
Yes.
And this is a theme park that I think was open from 1980, 81 to 1996. So
that's about right.
16 years of this wonderful fun.
In
Vernon, New Jersey, 45 miles from New York City. And this park was unbelievably dangerous.
Yep.
Where people were, hundreds of people were injured on a weekly and perhaps even at times a daily basis at this park. And I'm talking about, and they go through all of the different things they I don't want to do, if you don't want to hear any spoiler alerts, turn it down. But I still think you can watch it after the spoilers and still enjoy this.
I agree.
But this park was run by this failed Wall Street broker, this sleazy guy that threw caution to the wind. When I was a young kid, if I'm a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, and I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, wow, you know, you get to jump off these cliffs and it's a park, I'm probably excited. But there were so few regulations about this park. It was, and the whole front side of this are employees of the park telling their stories. And I was laughing out loud for most of it until, of course, the bad part, which was people dying in the park.
But only five.
Which was that. Only five Oscar, deaths. You checked it out, too.
So,
pretty stunning, wasn't it, the way they ran this joint?
The beginning of it was so over the top that Shannon said, is this real?
Right.
And I said, she goes, I feel like some of these guys look like actors. I said, no, this is as Jersey gets. That's why you get really sucked in. And for me, I remember being at WVU and people talking about Action Park because you had half of Jersey at WVU.
Right.
And I was like, what are they talking about? Because Action Park closed in 1996.
96, right.
And so that would be when we were still in high school for that matter. So I was like, I would never dip my toe in because I had King's Dominion. I wasn't going to be like, hey, you should go to King's Dominion.
Right.
You know, that's compared to Action Park. That's Kiddyville.
Tinker Toys.
What I took away from it was the 80s was a time of excess. You could do whatever you wanted.
Even for teens. Even for teens.
I had a sick feeling of the deregulation of theme parks the regulation of theme parks and safety as the protocol came on. Because if you lost your son or your daughter to a theme park, which can happen anytime, especially when water's involved, that's tragic because it does turn dark at the end, as Rob has said. But
I felt terrible for that mother that lost her son.
I got a little excited when I was like, I'd like to jump off a cliff.
I would, too, when I was 17 years old. I would have run to that park. I would love
a Tarzan, just basically rope swing.
Yeah. Right.
And I would love for people to cheer or jeer when I got off.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have been a regular. I mean, if we'd had one of those in Connecticut when I was going over, I probably would have been a regular with this.
Right?
And you can understand the kids that are there. And, you know, and you're bulletproof in those days, right?
And
you
also remember, Mike, that's the days of the 18-year-old drinking age. So those kids are getting there and pouring beer down their throat and doing
that? So let me just give you the layout of the park, all right?
Yeah,
so you got this guy, buys up a ski resort. Yep. It's a two-pronger. It's got a highway running right down the middle of the property.
I love that.
On one side of the highway, you got the water park.
Yeah,
where
Water World.
All the dangerous water events, the wave pool that drowns people, the loop-de-loo that causes people to get impaled on bolts.
It's teeth
embedded into the top of the loop-de-loo. And then in between, you got a little beer house where they have Oktoberfest.
The festival house.
And
they would add the word fest to anything. So it was Irish fest, Polish fest, anything fest. It was great.
The beer and the way that most people did this park, this horribly dangerous park, is that they would go on these lethal water rides all day long. And they were, I'm talking about people getting stacked up on the log flumes that they had coming down the hill. Or they had a wave pool that was one of the most dangerous in the world where people would, they couldn't see people.
The water was too murky.
Yeah.
Runoff from a local stream.
And they also mentioned some bodily
waste.
Yes.
And then it was off to the beer house.
Right.
And after the beer house, they would go to the go-kart track.
Motor World.
Mike.
Where they said, and I believe them, the go-karts traveled at 60 miles an hour.
What about the tanks?
And the tanks were cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It was a mini tank that would shoot tennis balls at other tanks.
Imagine a trashy Busch Gardens.
If you can.
Imagine that with
but,
all...
But really, but Busch Gardens had real rides. Everything in this place was like water park or go-kart.
Okay.
Nothing more elaborate than that.
Everything at Action Park looked like it was built by some YouTuber. That's what it looks like.
Exactly. That's the way that went
down. I would have enjoyed a park like that as a younger man.
Yeah,
I remember wanting like the little speedboats that weren't sanctioned for whatever they used them for there. When I was a kid, I would have loved to have driven a speedboat like that. As a kid who got in a go-kart accident as a kid, like a very serious one.
I remember that, yeah.
What had happened? I forgot. Refresh our listeners.
But it was Ocean City, right?
Yeah, right outside. Well, across. What's that little bridge right before you get to the Ocean City proper? Not the Bay Bridge. It's a little mile.
Oh, that's the Wedgie Bridge.
Yeah, probably the Wedgie Bridge. In Ocean City. Let's just call it Ocean City.
Fort Wedgie.
So,
Brown Bridge.
We're at a go-kart track, having a great time.
Right.
The kids who ran the ride would put baby powder on the track so you'd spin out.
Right.
So you could spin out easier around so you actually would drift. Before drifting was cool, you would drift around the corner.
Yeah. Right.
So,
are you sure that was baby powder?
Yes. They had active volcanoes of baby powder.
Hold on a second. I got to take a break. I didn't know we were going here. Let's take a break.
All right.
I want Oscar to finish this. This is like all his stuff.
I know.
There's more to it. I always feel like a parent listening to somebody. Well, this is how it went. And then, why am I thinking about that? Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun. Sorry. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everyone in TMOS Nation only has one thing on their mind.
Fruitcake.
We're gonna talk about fruitcakes.
It isn't a fruitcake, is it?
Fruitcake.
I thought you didn't care for fruitcake.
Fruitcake. Choose from the deluxe or the super premium fruitcake packages. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Enjoy them yourself, serve them at holiday parties, or gift them to friends and family so you can say,
Merry Christmas! Kiss my fruitcake!
Is that another Real D'Amato production?
That's Mark Riddell. That's a solo flight from Mark Riddell. And I have to say something. Mark Riddell standing at the ready, one of our key fruitcake bakers. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it. And we love that you support the show the way you do.
Thank you, Twitch. Love you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Can you believe the best just got better? Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more. Harry's new sharper blades are still... How can they get them sharper?
I have no idea.
They could do that.
They're still mythology.
As low as $2 each, and new U.S. customers can redeem a trial offer of Harry's new sharper blades by going to harrys.com/TMOS. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving 4 times a week, they reported that with their 8th shave, it was as smooth as their first. That doesn't surprise me.
Not at all.
Well, how do they do it? Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for 100 years. The source of their steel is Sweden, and they own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. Blades are delivered directly to your door with or without a subscription with a 100% quality guarantee. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set. What are you holding? Is that your... I was
white balancing because I was blurry.
Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a 5-blade razor featuring their new sharper blades, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blade when you're on the go. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS and redeem your trial offer today. So we're talking about this great documentary. You should check it out, called Action Park. And I did not remember that our boy Oscar was involved in a go-kart incident down at Ocean City.
So many parallels. Yeah.
Yeah. After he went over the French
Fry
Bridge.
We're leaving Ocean City.
Vinegar Bridge.
My dad, it's one of his cheap trips. He would drive us there and drive us back because he just didn't want to spend the money on the motel.
That is a haul.
Day trip to Ocean City.
That is out of the range
and
of day
and a wonderful Volvo, the tank kind, that was just like the big tanks you drive around.
Yep. I know.
Might have
well.
Been a diesel.
Really
don't
do.
Know. So he
Stike goes, all right, let's go to the go-karts. And, you know, my brother and my sister pile out. And I'm the smallest of all of them. But probably at that point, I'm 10, 11 years old. And I'm trucking on these things. And you have no fear at that age. No fear. And my brother was a lot more cautious even at that age than I was. He's like, I'm not going on that one. That one's too fast. I'm like, I'm going. Get out of the way, pussy. And then...
10 years old.
How fast did they go? Like over 30?
It was fast enough to know my brother knew it was dangerous and I didn't. I was like, I'm going.
Yeah, but you're the more daredevil.
Probably. Anyway. I was like, get out of my way. I don't
and
know.
And also what Bolivia's at that age, like. At that age, first of all, 30 miles an hour would feel like 100 miles an hour in a go-kart.
Absolutely.
And also you have sort of an innate thing that, well, if this is an operating business, of course it's safe.
Yeah, safety first.
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
So I took a solid a drift, did it right multiple times, drifted around the, so you're drifting around the corner. So you're not actually taking the turn. You're turning into the turn before it gets to
you're
you.
Drifting.
And you're like, you're on baby powder. You're not rocking the brake. You just go like you would in Mario Kart.
And it felt pretty good, I bet. Kind of
it
fun,
was amazing.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Amazing. Until they put more baby powder on it and you'd spin out. So
it's a delicate balance,
you see people spinning out?
Delicate.
And much like Action Park, when you see the rafts bunching up and getting on top of each other. When you drift and spin out, and the other guy behind you is drifting and spinning out into you,
it's collision.
It's collision time. So we crashed. My face slammed up against the steering wheel. Broke up in my nose.
Had blood.
Oh, it was there. A gusher. A true gusher.
My God, really?
My dad. Remember, he rushed me into the diner and demanded they cook a hard-boiled egg because he wanted to use the skin from the egg to suture back my nose, which had been split open.
What?
Yeah, you can use. He broke
is
out.
This
he
some sort of. What is this? What is this Bolivian quackery I'm hearing about right here?
He and saved
while
my
they're
nose.
Boiling,
look at my
while
nose.
Your nose
doesn't
Mike.
Have a scar on
don't
it.
Don't have a scar.
No, while they're boiling the egg, he's doing incantations. It's it's. I don't think Oscar. I've got a pretty good memory. I don't think you talked about the egg.
So
I think I'd remember
father,
the egg.
Did he use? Did they boil him an egg?
So they boiled him an egg. They didn't know why, but he's a parent yelling, right? So
it is he gets time it to done. Boil the
and
egg
my dad
for my
is
son.
Very good under pressure. Like, he does not break.
Of course,
he just gets pissed and moves on with life and gets things
done. And he actually, what? So he put did he put on your nose after they broke?
The white.
The little white skin?
Yeah. So he put, he had, I remember this, he had my mom hold the gash closed. He cleaned it, and then he laid very neatly that white skin on my. To close
that
the cut.
Is so
and it worked.
Cool.
It worked.
That is because I'm thinking that's hard to get, right? I mean,
hell
you got to have the right to get that
remember,
skin. It's what we discard.
Yes.
It's the membrane in between the shell
Correct.
And the actual meat of the egg.
And it dried and it sealed the cut.
That is absolutely incredible. I've never heard of that in my natural life. That is this show. I'm sorry. This show is an 11. You get the great line from Matty Masiello. Yeah, this that is spectacular. Yeah. I'm so impressed. I've never heard of that. I mean, you know what's happening? Hear that sound? Oh yes, that's hundreds of people Googling this right now.
Exactly. Meanwhile, at Action Park, they're spraying the kids down with iodine. That's their solution.
Do you think you probably would have needed stitches if he hadn't done that?
Oh, I absolutely would have. And because my nose was like it was broken. You could tell I had I ended up having to have surgery a year later because of how deviated the septum was.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And so he fixed you. He stitched you up basically.
Yeah, but no scar. No scar.
You know what? That's a happy
you can't
ending.
You can't
that.
Spell no scar without Oscar.
that's
thanks,
just
Rob.
Amazing. Wow.
You got a new nickname for you, Noscar.
Man, I got too much stuff to reflect on today. I'm going to be thinking about all this crap. Maddie in Buffalo, Oscar's nose. Jesus Christ.
And, lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. We'll take a break and come back. Rob, we are thinking about the same thing. We'll come back.
I know.
I'm with you, my brother. We will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart-to-heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the Free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Hey, thank you, Sam. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't sneeze, don't sneeze, don't sneeze. Look into the light.
Oh, sneeze if you want to.
I don't like to sneeze during the show. It's not professional. Thank you.
It's a symptom.
It's past. Anyway, you've all probably known Liquid IV for their popular hydration mix, but they have launched their newest line, Energy Multiplier, with roughly 100 milligrams of clean caffeine. Rob's holding it up right there. It's fantastic. The perfect coffee replacement.
Yes.
An all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. Here's a fact. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue. Mm. If you suffer from decreased focus, lack of motivation, poor mood, and unhappiness, grab some Liquid IV Energy Multiplier, upgrade your vibe, and reach your constant state of awesome. Plus, all clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. It's convenient, and I love it. Liquid IV, available nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So, start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS.
News!
News! Do now,
get an egg, put an egg skin on it.
That's a brilliant move right there. So cool. I would have loved to see that. You know, not only the egg skin thing, but just looking at Oscar bleed. COVID-19 just made a big mistake. It tried to lay the smackdown on The Rock.
What?
And his family. Dwayne Johnson just revealed that he, his wife, and their two daughters, who are 4 and 2, have been sick with the virus. His wife apparently had it pretty bad, but the whole family is, quote, on the other end of it. So that's good. He called it one of the most challenging and difficult things his family has ever gone through. So
terrifying.
That's tough. Wish him and his family, that big movie star, predicted he'd be big. Yes. Hall of Fame New York Mets pitcher. This is a biggie for me. I remember him. I grew up with this guy. Tom Seaver. He died Monday. Really, he pitched for the Mets. He was one of the great, 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 greats of all time. And he was one of the, Corona, it says here, was one of the contributing factors. He also had that Lewy body dementia.
Isn't
that Robin
weird
Williams had.
That we just found out about Robin Williams and that yesterday, and that would be contribute to his death. Can I play a tape, Mike, that's really cool?
Yeah.
This is 1985, and I believe only 6 pitchers have done this. 300 wins.
Yep.
This is when Tom Seaver pitched his 300th win. At that time, he was playing for the White Sox there at Yankee Stadium. So he's really almost in an enemy ballpark on 2 levels because he's on the White Sox and he was a Met. But listen to the crowd embrace him. So cool.
As Don Baylor will step in to pinch hit, and there is former President Richard Nixon on his feet in the Yankee owner's box.
Seaver's ready to work now to Don Baylor. And it's a high fly ball. It should be playable. The ball game is over. Seaver has won 300. He has become the 17th man in the history of baseball to win 300 games. A 40-year-old Tom Terrific, Tom Seaver.
Yeah.
The game doesn't have players like that anymore.
No, that's one of the real superstars. And here's how you know it. I'm a Red Sox fan. He played for the Red Sox for a very short period of time, but I remember him with the Mets, where he was, I think he was part of that amazing Mets team. Safe travels to him. And too young, really, for that guy to go. So that's very, very sad. New study that says the average NFL fan, this blew me out of the water, will watch 17 hours and 51 minutes of commercials this season.
Ugh.
Wow. It doesn't even make sense compared to just 6 hours and 26 minutes of actual game action. How's that possible? According to 538, that's a respective website, the runtime for a typical NFL broadcast is roughly 3 hours and 23 minutes. Of that, 50 minutes are commercials, or about 25%. You want to know why they can do whatever they want?
That's why.
There we go. They're spread over 20 commercial breaks. The average amount of actual gameplay in a game is 18 minutes, which is 9%.
Good Lord.
It's true. Why do you think the NFL exploded? Why do you think it's our favorite sport now? It's not all because we just happen to like it. It's a juggernaut. The average account, 9%. That's it. So they're ignoring all the other parts of the broadcast around each play, including the time where the clock is counting down and a play isn't being run.
So you can get 20 minutes of play?
You get, let me see, the average amount of actual gameplay game is 18 minutes. That's 9%.
Jesus Christ.
It makes sense if you think about it, though, especially when you know, like you get to the fourth quarter and they're just running the clock as long as they can.
No, you want to know where it's bad. Go, you know this, Rob. Go to a live game.
Oh,
go to
worst.
A live game.
Oh,
how much standing around is there? It's insane.
I'm like, well, I guess I got to get another beer.
There's no other sport where you get that much of a TV timeout.
They all do it better.
Hockey has a brief spot break, and that's it. According to sportfacts.org, the average NFL fan watches 4.2 hours of football each week over a 17-week season. That's 71 hours and 24 minutes. That breaks down to nearly 18 hours of ads and 6.5 hours of action. Mm-hmm. May I say this? I'll be edited. That's bullshit.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but it is. And I'm glad there. I hope that story goes viral.
I'll still watch.
I mean, we'll all still watch. Yeah. You know?
That 9 minutes of gameplay, that's what Larry Michael calls the good stuff.
The good stuff. Mr. Snyder, it's the good stuff. All right, time for my fat voice. Reese's just announced a new product. They're rolling out this product in December. Reese's Snack Cakes. Basically, they're supposed to be breakfast cakes that you eat as a snack between breakfast and lunch. The snack cakes are chocolate cake with Reese's peanut butter cream on top, and it's covered in chocolate. I think the only reason I don't know, these are naked shills that they put on my show prep for the purpose of advertising. I don't like to do it normally unless the product is something that really intrigues me.
So are they inventing the fifth meal? I remember when Taco Bell invented the fourth meal, the midnight snack. This is a meal between breakfast and lunch?
Perhaps it is, or any time. Snack time, meal time, any time.
The peanut butter lovers Reese's has been a hit in my house. Like,
I think I remember. I don't know if it's Tasty Cake, but it might. There was a product called the Peanut Butter Candy Cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that is.
And fantastic. If Reese's does this right, this could be a game changer. The package says the serving, each serving is 380 calories. Of course, that serving is if you peel off the chocolate from the cake and just eat that. The rest of the thing is 14,000 calories. No, I don't know. I don't know when it's coming out. So we'll have to check and see what's going on in that. So it should be interesting. Some foods do well in the microwave. Here are the five things you should never put in the microwave.
Oh, a dog.
A chihuahua.
Funny.
Pop. Anyway. So a lot of us have done this. I've put every single one of these items in the microwave. So this is not you can't, it's you shouldn't.
Okay.
Pizza. My wife is a big believer. Don't reheat pizza in a microwave, although we all do.
Unless it's all you have.
This is interesting. I'm sorry, Oscar. Yeah. Sorry. How's your nose? I'm just
Checking
right now.
Thank you.
You know, you can take a piece of cheese off the top of a piece of pizza and repair a broken nose with it.
If it's one or two slices.
Don't try that.
Here's what you're supposed to do. Reheat them in a pan on the stove.
Yes. I've heard this.
Over medium heat.
You can use
I've heard it too. I've never done it.
What is it? A countertop toaster for that as well.
Like a toaster oven?
Mm-hmm.
Like just lay it on top? Is that the way you do it?
No.
Or you put it in the toaster?
The toaster oven is what it's called.
All right.
Thank
you. I got it. If it's a lot of pizza, put it in the oven at 375 until the cheese looks nice.
Mike, it's a toaster oven is what it's called. It's a modern technology that combines toasting and the heating element of an oven.
This is my kitchen, my poor wife, because I just won't pull the trigger.
Right.
And it's probably not the right time to do it considering everything that's going on.
Right.
Our kitchen right now has a air fryer, a microwave, and a toaster oven. I look at those things. I'm like, man, thank God we have these.
Yeah.
That's to say, you get the sad music for that.
We get Freshly. Why do you need anything else? I tell her, I was like, look at this Freshly.
That's true.
Very sad. Fried chicken, instead of the microwave, use a baking sheet. Put it in the oven. Mm-hmm. French fries, they'll never taste as good as when they were fresh. Impossible. But the best way to do it is in a pan with oil. So you put your older French fries. Once they're hot, put them on a plate that's lined with paper towels to soak up the oil and sprinkle some extra salt on.
That's how Jimmy does it.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy's opening a new joint pretty soon. Are you guys going to go?
Wait, of course. The inside?
Oh, he's got the new lounge part.
Oh, yeah,
is planning on opening sooner than later. Yeah,
I'll happily sit in his little courtyard area all day.
Yeah. The garden, the beer garden.
Spaghetti, just toss it in a pot and cook it over medium heat. If it's too thick, add a little bit of water. Steak, first slice it up thin. Nice and thin. Yeah.
Nice and lean. They put the steak. Good luck storming the castle.
Then just add oil to a pan and cook it over medium until it's hot enough. So that's it.
Whoever has leftover steak.
Mm-hmm. Steak. This is a long news. You may not need kicker today, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Now a little something, something. That's not what I wanted to play. Things went from bad to worse for this girl, and she might want to lay off the vape pen because she's obviously hooked. Cops in Leesburg, Florida found 19-year-old Madison Bryant sitting in the middle of a highway median drunk last Saturday night. It turned out she got into an argument with her boyfriend and made him stop his truck to let her out. Police found him nearby, and he ended up with a DUI. Now, Madison was not facing any charges at that point, but while they were arresting the boyfriend, she asked if she could pee on the side of the road.
Okay.
The cops offered to drive her to a gas station. Instead, young Madison pulled down her pants, squatted in front of their police car, hung on to the bumper, and just went for it. After she pulled her pants up, they arrested her for disorderly intoxication. Then, on her way to jail, she offered one of the cops sexual favors if he'd give back her Juul vape device that he had confiscated.
Wow.
The disorderly intoxication charge is just a misdemeanor, but they also tacked on a charge for trying to bribe a public servant, which is a felony for the vape pen incident. She's due back in court at the end of the month. I have a very long quote from Madison right here. When asked for comment, she said, "Y'all are punks, and I could kick y'all's asses if I wasn't in this piece of S jail. You punk ass. Hey, babe, I'll rub y'all real good if ye can score me one of them vape pens from the Circle K across the street. Come on, Puddin'. Just beat feet over to the Circle K and get me a Juul, and I'll make y'all feel real nice, baby. I ain't talking to no more of you all till I can get me a smoke. If you all can do that, I'll read the effing Bible to ye. Hey, sugar, you seem like you are all okay. Just get me one of my Juuls, okay? I like you, hon. You got a real, like, pretty mouth. Oh. Why don't you run next door to the Circle K and get me one of them Juuls behind the counter, and I'll show you my stinky. Please, mister, I need just a tiny drag of my pen. That's all, baby. Come on. Hey, you like chicken? I make good chicken, you know. I'll make y'all some chicken if you can go across that store with the red sign and get me my Juul. Y'all are funny. Hey, F you. F you. Y'all can kiss my bony white ass if y'all are going to just sit there and stare like a dog. I love you." That's the preceding quote was completely fabricated. Anyway, we'll
she
take a break.
She called them puddin'.
Puddin'. Beat feet.
Show them her stinky. Anyway, that's right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's the audio vault with Rob Spiewak, an abbreviated version right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, suckers. It's me, your commander in cheese. Chief. Words have power. Big, beautiful power. Here are a few of my favorites. Banana, nipple, investigation, deucey, tomahawk missile, slide, trolls, earwax, milk dud, leaky, plague, Falwell, gluten, moat, splurge, naughty, Frito pie, and magna cum laude. Heed my warning. If you don't like these words, I promise you 4 more years of other bad, frightening words. Your vocabulary will be chaos. Use words. Use good words. Use best words. Just like my frightened wife. Thank you. And God bless the United States of me.
Thank you. Thank you, Donald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by GiveWell. Because of COVID-19, more people than ever need help. But you need to support the charities where your donation will do a difference, will make a difference, a real difference. Enter GiveWell.org. For over a decade, they've helped donors find the charities and projects that do the most good per dollar. The Boston Globe calls GiveWell the gold standard for giving. GiveWell's researches, they research charities and handpicks the best organizations. Plus, GiveWell takes no fees. I love this concept.
Yeah.
Visit GiveWell.org, where you know you can make a difference. If you want to even have more impact, donate soon. Any listener who becomes a new GiveWell donor will have their first donation matched up to $100 when you visit GiveWell.org/TMOS and select podcast and Mike O'Mara at checkout. This matching offer is good for as long as funds last. So, read the copy, you moron. Sorry, GiveWell. Anyway, get your first donation in there and they'll match it up to $100 at GiveWell.org/TMOS when you select podcast and Mike O'Mara. So, let's open up the audio vault for Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Robbie!
Lincoln, Nebraska had a city council meeting and a gentleman showed up and what was on his mind probably wasn't on the agenda before he got there.
I propose that we as a city remove the name Boneless Wings from our menus and from our hearts. Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious.
Turns out his dad is on the city council board, and he was just getting up there, I guess, to give his dad a hard time. But I do like it because he did a good straight face.
That's beautiful.
Did you see the TikTok video of the girl and the mom coming through the ceiling?
No.
Okay, this is going to be all over today, so watch for it. A girl is practicing a song, probably for like school or something, doing a little music rehearsal, and behind her, a leg comes through the ceiling. Now, before I play this, mom's okay.
All right.
Oh my God.
She's fine, by the way. What a woman, didn't even get a bruise. So the story is, I was practicing for my placement auditions for my classes, and she was up in the attic at the same time looking for luggage, and there are wooden beams where you're supposed to step, but she tripped over her super cute little silver flip-flops, and she fell through my ceiling, and I got it on video. But she's fine, and I didn't know it was going to happen, and it scared the crap out of me.
It is so great, because the leg comes out, like, past the knee. It just boom, wow, right through the ceiling. It's really good.
I love that.
One more time, just the front of it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh,
and she waits to.
My God.
She waits for the pause in the music. It was perfect.
It was. It's so funny. Okay. Yeah,
maybe too perfect.
Oh.
No, I don't get that from watching it. Okay. I think it's
all
pretty
right.
Genuine.
I'm always
I think
suspicious.
It's pretty... All right. Speaking of singing, there's, of course, Beyoncé, right? That's her song, If I Were a Boy. And I have always said, and I'm going to close with this, I don't trust talking birds. Don't like talking birds. Don't think birds should be allowed to talk. Don't think that it's a useful talent for a bird to talk. Don't like it. Makes me uneasy. Don't like the fact that talking birds live to be like 80 years old. Don't like that. But if you go to the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in Great Britain, there's a parrot who is singing like Beyonce. And the amazing thing is, this parrot has good pitch. So I thought what that parrot needs is a little musical assistance. 'Cause they stick up for me. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of talking and singing birds, but the pitch is perfect, and there you go. That's your magic audio vault.
Oh,
have a good Thursday,
God,
everybody. See you tomorrow night.
That is awesome. Yeah, tomorrow night's our cocktail party starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time for you West Coasters. We just held it there. That's what it is. It's all of us, all of our wives. What could possibly go wrong? Well, I got news for you. Everything. Everything. Especially if, hey, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
You look beautiful. Yay. All right, we got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Barra saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Well, I don't get a brain, man, comb, but
the best!